From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is award-winning visual artist, Anna Sedana. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Janae. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just delighted.
Oh, I am too. Your work is so beautiful. Anna is part of a collective of artists at 1890 Bryant Street Studios in the San Francisco Mission, and she creates oil paintings that feature stunning images of nature, which are connected to her family and culture in India. And to see more of Anna's work, follow her on Instagram at Anna Sedana. But right now, we're going to hear Anna's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. Next up is the exhibit Postal Collage Project No. 15 at the Berkeley Art Center Gallery. More than 450 artists from around the world participated in this collage project. Each collage goes on a journey. Artists are placed in groups. Each artist starts a collage and mails it to another artist in their group to add to the piece or to modify it. The collage is passed on to other artists and then another artist until it is sent back to the original creative for modifications. And finally, it makes it to the art gallery. Anna, this is a heck of a group project. That collage has been around the world. I love that. Tell us more about why you picked this exhibit.
You know, I love finding things to do that are art related in the East Bay and especially Berkeley. It's hands-on, it is art inspiring, it's connecting different cultures, different backgrounds. It's just bringing people together. And I think that's so important in our world today.
Oh, lovely. That's the exhibit Postal Collage Project No. 15. And it's happening at the Berkeley Arts Center Gallery from May 16th to the 31st. Anna, let's talk about your art. You create oil paintings of nature and landscapes because they remind you of your family and culture in India. And some of your work has been featured in the De Young Museum in San Francisco, the Storage Art Gallery in New York, and the London Art Biennale. Anna, what drew you to oil paintings? And tell us more about the inspiration behind your beautiful, beautiful work.
So I really make paintings based on childhood memories. And one of my earliest childhood memories is of running in cotton fields. So the form factor that you see as floral is actually coming from cotton. Mm. Of course, I use a fair amount of color, and that is because my culture has a lot of color in it.
Yes.
Weddings, you wear red. If you watch a Bollywood film, you get to see a lot of color, and it just has this magical ability to bring out different emotions. I love using different colors and different form factors and putting it all together in a little bit of a fantastical setting, if you will. Paintings are large. The idea is to make an immersive experience.
Well, I definitely get that vibe when I look at your work. That's visual artist Anna Sedana, and you can check out some of her gorgeous work on her website. And Anna, your final pick is the exhibit People Make This Place at SF MoMA. The San Francisco Art Institute closed in 2022, but it left a legacy for having inspired artists and students to be creative and experiment with their work. This exhibition highlights the work of more than 50 artists who came from the Art Institute, such as Ansel Adams and Carlos Villa. You'll see materials like student newspapers, posters from the Beat Generation, and flyers from the 1970s punk music scene on display. Anna, the San Francisco Art Institute is your alma mater. Tell us more about this exhibit. I imagine it's bittersweet, at least for me.
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet for me too. The San Francisco Art Institute spawned artists like Deben Korn, Tebow, Roscoe taught there. I mean, you name it, they touched the San Francisco Art Institute in one way or the other. And I love this exhibit because it's keeping that legacy and that memory alive. It was a life-changing experience for me. So, yeah, I love it.
That's the exhibit, People Make This Place, and it's currently on display at SF MoMA until July 5th. I've been speaking with visual artist Anna Sedana. To see Anna's work, follow her on Instagram at Anna Sedana. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And that is every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on KALW. And we have a good time on that show. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.